This is KUNC. School is out for the summer, but there's one more problem left to be solved: how to get more educators into Colorado classrooms. The state is experiencing a growing teacher shortage, and it's hitting rural schools especially hard. KUNC's Stephanie Daniel spent some time in schools in northeastern Colorado to see what they're doing to get by.
About 5,000 teaching positions go unfilled each year in Colorado, and pay is often cited as a factor. The state ranked 46th in the nation for average salary in 2016, and it's hard for rural districts to keep up.
If you lose a teacher, there's nobody that you can just snag from the community to come in.
That's Democratic Representative Barbara McLaughlin, who was also a former educator. During this year's legislative session, she said the state needs to do more.
It's hard to work in a business that the pay is low, the respect is low, the work level is really high, and there's no time to take a break.
But it would be up to voters to approve any tax increase that could lead to a sizable bump in pay. So some rural schools have found technology to be a cheaper way to bring more teachers to their students. My reporting on this issue took me to Julesburg Junior Senior High School in April. That's where I met Senior Beau Blockwitz. He was in the library talking with one of his teachers.
Hey, Mrs. Brophy.
Did you look in Schoology at the assignments that you have to complete? So you have due dates listed, the different assignments.
In many ways, this is a typical conversation, but Blockwitz is using his laptop. And Brophy...
My teacher is over in Haxton, Colorado. If I have questions, I can say, hey, Mrs. Brophy, and she'll come over and I can see her and we can talk face-to-face and I can share my screen and stuff, so if I'm working on an assignment and I need help, I just push that button and it'll show my computer screen to her, and it's pretty neat.
Brophy teaches online business classes for students all over the Northeastern Plains. Blockwitz has taken several of them already, but as a senior, it doesn't fit into his schedule. So he's sitting in on another class while working independently.
About 10 years ago, as a small rural district, we were concerned about having limited resources and learning options for our kids compared to kids in the Front Range or anywhere else that's an urban or metro area.
Sean Unis is the superintendent and principal of the Julesburg School, which has about 300 students. With a small number of teachers, they've turned to online classes to fill in the gaps.
So now we can offer our students about 130 classes from an online curriculum ranging from anthropology to Mandarin Chinese to all kinds of core curriculum classes as well.
Online learning is not new. There are numerous organizations offering classes all around Colorado. That's why it's hard to quantify the number of schools and students that utilize these courses. But the state does track one vendor.
Hey, best buddy.
About 10 minutes down the road from Julesburg is the town of Ovid and the Revere School. Brandon Marquez is the principal.
Our schedule's really, really tight because I have one teacher for every content area. And so when we have that class, we have it one time a day.
All 130 students, K through 12, are housed in a single building. Revere uses a few companies to provide online classes, including Colorado Digital Learning Solutions, or CDLS.
We can't offer the extracurriculars or the maybe we need to do be on a different track with a kid. And that allows us to do that with that online. They have their own teacher. We just have to oversee it.
CDLS offers hundreds of classes, which the state partially funds. Almost half of school districts had at least one student enrolled in one of those classes this past year. And of those, nearly 90% were from rural districts like Revere.
Really, online has become a huge resource.
Michelle Murphy is the executive director of the Colorado Rural Schools Alliance. In addition to classes, students can also attend a full-time online school. But she's critical of those who think this is the answer to the teacher shortage.
We're wary of folks who think that sometimes perhaps we should replace some of our small rural schools with complete online platforms. And of course, we're wary of that conversation because we see the critical importance of the student-teacher and school relationship and then the school environment.
Back in the Julesburg School Library.
I like it because I can expedite my learning process compared to like a traditional school.
Senior Beau Blockwitz says the flexibility of online classes has allowed him to pursue his dream job, to fly commercial airplanes.
I probably truly wouldn't be able to be where I'm at now, and I wouldn't be able to have partially taken my private pilot's license, and I for sure probably wouldn't even be as skilled enough to probably go be a pilot.
While distance learning works well in rural schools, the principals I spoke to still want to have their own teachers in their classrooms. As I found out, some districts are going far outside the box to fill open positions. More on that in our next story. The lush landscapes, turquoise waters, and pristine beaches of the Philippine Islands are far removed from the brown, rolling plains of eastern Colorado, which Charmaine Teodoro now calls home. She's a first-year math teacher at Julesburg Junior Senior High School.
Just tell me a little bit about this board right here, because it's beautiful.
Okay, thank you.
A large dark blue bulletin board in her classroom is filled with photos highlighting her life in Manila. She created the collage at the suggestion of a school administrator who thought it would help her students get to know her better.
This is our flag. So this is my country. It's like several islands.
Teodoro was hired last August after a longtime math teacher left and the school couldn't find a replacement.
It's very different. It's kind of difficult just to prepare 5 lessons in a day, because I used to do just 1 lesson plan per day, and that just repeats for every single class that I have for the day.
Our ability to attract and recruit high caliber teachers is one of the biggest struggles that we have.
Sean Enos is the principal and superintendent of the Julesburg School District.
We ended up with having no applicants and really having to get creative in that realm and start to look overseas.
To teach in the U.S., foreigners need to have a visa and pass a background check.
Anecdotally, there have been more and more international candidates from, outside the United States applying for licensure.
Tanya Klein is the director of licensure at the Colorado Department of Education. The length of a license is 1 to 5 years, depending on the needs and training of the educator.
Are they part of an exchange program? Are they coming over here with, their spouse or their family? But as long as they can meet the requirements, we will issue the credential.
The state doesn't track the number of international educators here who come from all over the world. But according to 2016 federal data, 2,600 J-1 visas were issued to foreigners nationwide. Here in Colorado, there were 54, including Christine Malieri.
Finish your exploratory math. Angel, are you done?
About 30 miles south of Julesburg, Malieri is finishing up a 7th grade math class at Holyoke Junior Senior High School. She's been here for 4 years.
Before I came here, I already had 7 years of experience back home. And so the monthly salary there is $500 a month.
Malieri is also from Manila. And now she makes an average of $3,200 a month.
I couldn't sustain my family's lifestyle, so I decided to come here for greener pastures. So I get to do what I love to do and at the same time earn well.
She said the first year was hard and overwhelming. But after a couple of months, she brought over her husband and daughter. And she's taken another new Filipino teacher in her school under her wing.
So is it nice to have someone else from your country?
True, it is really nice. Just because of the culture and how much similar you are and your struggles being a foreign teacher at that. So it was really nice that you get to share your personal experiences with someone that you can really relate to.
Malieri and her family like it here so much, she plans to apply for a green card after her visa expires next year. She wants to stay in Holyoke.
We have filled high school special ed, physical science, biological science, and 4th grade teacher.
Tom Satterley is superintendent of schools in Burlington, which is along I-70 near the Kansas border. He says the Filipino teachers he's hired have been great, and the community has been welcoming. But he still tries to hire within the state first.
We are a small Eastern Plains town and community, and I love hiring people from small rural America because they understand what it's like.
Back in Julesburg, Charmaine Teodoro says life in a small rural town without all the amenities of a big city took some getting used to.
I want to go to the mall, but it's too far. But in the Philippines, it's just 30 minutes away by public transportation. It's different too.
International educators are a great way for schools to staff up. But with short-term visas and licenses, this is not a permanent solution. In our next story, we'll talk to teachers who already work in rural schools and hear what they think about the teacher shortage. Holyoke, Colorado is about 15 miles from the Nebraska border. It's a small town. About 2,200 people live here. Back in mid-April, I spent an afternoon talking with 3 teachers in the Life Studies classroom at the Holyoke Junior Senior High School. Nick Balog teaches social studies.
This is my 7th year.
I'm Hannah Peterson,
And this is my first year.
Peterson also teaches social studies and coaches the girls' volleyball team. Shauna Brown teaches agriculture.
This is my second year teaching.
All of them grew up along the Front Range, and Peterson thought she'd be at one of those big schools, but she also wanted to be a head coach.
So the fact that both of those were open and offered to me was a big draw for me. Typically, from those bigger schools, I've coached at Mountain View, at Poudre High School, like bigger schools, and you definitely don't usually come in just off the get-go as the head coach.
This is Shauna. I student taught in a small school, a really small school in Southeast Colorado, so then I really saw the benefits. I don't think if I had student taught on the Front Range that I would envision myself in a smaller school.
Nick Baylog graduated from the University of Northern Colorado in Greeley and moved here with his girlfriend and now wife, who was also a teacher.
It was, you know, my first full-time job, and I absolutely gave me my stepping stone to something bigger and better.
But he found that he really liked it here and has put down roots. He also made a point of spreading the word about the benefits of teaching in a rural school.
I think the nature of education is not too far removed from any profession, especially when it comes to hiring out of college. I think it's all about networking and promoting. I'm fortunate enough to go back and talk to student teachers every year at UNC, and obviously go out there and bang the drum and talk about coming to Northeastern Colorado.
Shauna Brown thinks that can start at the college level. She's an alum of Colorado State University in Fort Collins and says universities need to do a better job of steering student teachers into rural districts.
What I would really love to see happen is putting student teachers in all content areas in our rural schools for student teaching, which I know is hard to find housing and those sorts of things, but I think that would be one really important step that we could start filling our void of teachers in rural Colorado.
Which is exactly why the Colorado Department of Higher Education recently gave $300,000 to 7 colleges and universities for recruitment and retention programs to curb the shortage.
It's important to bring new teachers into the district. At the same time, it's important to keep those teachers who are in the district itself.
That's Kathy Schultz. She's the dean of the School of Education at the University of Colorado in Boulder. They use the money to start an immersion weekend so education majors can visit rural schools. CU partnered with the Northeast BOCES, short for Board of Cooperative Educational Services, on the initiative.
We know that teachers try to get jobs where they student teach.
Executive Director Brett Miles represents 12 rural school districts, including Holyoke. Of the 10 students that participated during the February tour, one did interview at a school but didn't take the job.
Our first impression was that it was worth it, and superintendents already asked that we build it into our budget next year, regardless of getting a grant or not.
The state legislature also weighed in during this year's legislative session. Governor Hickenlooper signed 4 bills targeting recruitment and retention, including one that gives a $10,000 stipend to students teach in a rural district and for 2 years after that. The last thing I asked about was pay. In Holyoke, teachers earn 34% less than the statewide average salary of $53,000. Shauna Brown and Hannah Peterson say the low cost of living here offsets the lower wages.
And me and my fiancé split the rent, so it's really cheap, but I pay $650 a month in rent.
Yourself or together?
Together, so $325.
Yeah. Mine was $675, and for a house, a 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom house. In Loveland, I was paying for a 3-bedroom apartment, I think we were paying $1,700.
And compared to the Front Range, not only is housing cheaper, but Nick Baylog says the lifestyle is pretty good, too.
I mean, there's big lifestyle changes that go along with that. I don't ski 60 days a year anymore.
Dang it.
We don't, you know, go out on Saturday nights. You can only go to the 2 restaurants in town so many times. And so, you trade a little bit of the nightlife for a little bit of the backyard barbecue is the nightlife here.
But even with better recruitment and state-funded programs aimed at keeping teachers in rural districts, Colorado's teacher shortage isn't going to be resolved quickly. Data from the state shows enrollment in educator preparation programs has declined by almost a quarter since 2010, and about 16% of teachers quit within the first 5 years. To compound the problem, nearly a third of current educators will be eligible for retirement in the next couple of years. For KUNC, I'm Stephanie Daniel.